Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The next Kentucky Agricultural Training School at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton will focus on preparing the combine for harvest and late-season crop disease and forages. Coordinator Lori Rogers says this field school will be an important one for the summer months.
We've got information about adjusting combines, the fundamentals of setting a combine, and harvest laws, the different types of harvest laws and what can be done about that. Then we've also got an update on corn and soybean diseases and management of those at this time during the growing season. And then we're also going to have some information about some warm season annuals, soudan grass, sorghum soudan grass, and summer grazing and hay that's going on right now.
Rogers says the program is expanded to include some forage training.
A few of the variety trials for the soudan grass and the sorghum soudan grass, and discuss some of the management approaches to take care of those.
Rogers adds some well-known University of Kentucky College of Agriculture researchers will conduct the training.
Locally here, we've got Dr. Kirsten Wise, Dr. Carl Bradley. They'll be going over the corn and soybean diseases and management of those. Dr. Chris Toich will be talking about the warm season annual forage information. And then we've got Scott Mackey and Tim Stoneball will be coming in talking about the fundamentals of setting the combine and operations of that of those.
She notes there's a limited number of people allowed in each of the training sessions.
And we do try to keep the registration to a smaller number, and that way you can have one-on-one talks with our specialists and they answer questions. If, you know, they want you to participate and they want you to ask questions, and they can talk about different things that you're interested in as well that correlates with what they're talking about.
We'll have more in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Ag Training School Coordinator Lori Rogers says one of the advantages of the CATS is hands-on training and experience.
To be out in the field, everything is hands-on, not just sitting in you know, in front of a screen. We will take you different spots out in the field, different plots, and then also have the equipment here and going over different things with those. So everything is visual and right there, and even have attendee participation.
She adds pre-registration is required.
We do pre-registration. You can go to our website at kats.ca.uky.edu. It'll have a link to register there. The cost is $105, or if you want to call me here at the station, you can call me and I'll help you get registered as well.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.